The Committee on Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs of Parliament has joined a crusade for the re-examination of the winner-takes-all governance structure of the country. The chairman of the committee, Alban Babin, made this known when he presented the committee's report of the Committee on the New National Anti-Corruption Action Plan. He said the new plan seeks to address the shortcomings in previous anti-corruption strategies, culminating in their inability to tackle the canker head-on. Mr. Babin said the new action plan integrates anti-corruption policies into the work of both MMDAs and some private sector players. He said the success of the new plan will be largely based on its monitoring and evaluation.
Mr. Speaker, we also recommend the implementation and practice of an all-inclusive, participatory, transparent, and accountable, good, or what these days they refer to as smart governance. And that is why I am in sync with His Excellency the President in his call that as a country, we relook at our current practice of winner-take-all politics. That will be a feather in our cap. And I think that will properly position us to be able to fight corruption together. I am not in this way calling for union government, no, but participatory and all-inclusive governance. We believe that in the system that governs us, we should try to maintain wide and high discretionary power and put in place a healthy balance of power, particularly in the three arms of government. Parliament is the arm of government that leads the fight against corruption. And so if Parliament itself as an institution is not trending to do that, the fight against corruption in this country will be in vain. We are recommending that very capable people are appointed with the requisite experience to be in charge of the issue of monitoring, evaluation and periodic review of this all-important action plan to make sure that it is a living document.
You heard the chairman of the Committee on Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs of Parliament, Alban Babin. Although the report was seconded by the ranking member, Ben Abdelabanda, the speaker has postponed debate on it to a later date.